What's up, everyone? I'm Joe Lemon, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Marathon Selling Podcast. And this show is dedicated to understanding how we can achieve optimal health mentally and physically while winning in business today. So I'm building out a community of founders, side hustlers, entrepreneurs, sales professionals, marketers, and just overall business athletes that are committed to figuring out how to scale the smart way while pursuing their health for the long run. If this is you, join us over at themarathonsellingclub.com and let's get right into today's show. And today's special guest is with Professor Nez. Now, he has a great YouTube following. He creeped over to like the 10,000 mark, but he's a marketing professor that figured out how to monetize MySpace. Man, I give a lot of respect to people that are like in the trenches, but also run their own marketing agencies and understand, you know, how to pull the right levers to really grow companies so you can, you know, achieve your revenue goals, because that's what it's about. So we did this conversation. We had it over on the Green Room app. Big fan of what Spotify is doing. We got a whole series of content that I got looped into. So I look forward to doing more and more with other people talking about mindfulness and health and, of course, sales, right? It's the Marathon Selling Podcast. We got to get into that. So either way, look forward to kind of diving into that, more of those conversations over at the Green Room app. If you haven't downloaded it, go check it out. Meet me over there. And with that said, let's get into today's conversation with Professor Nez.
It's so interesting you say that, Joe, because I remember, you know, when I've been a live streamer for a very, very long time, right? And I love live streaming content creation, and even turning that into I have a live stream podcast show that I do too. And so, dude, it's the same thing. Like when 2015, I think it was 2015, 2016, before Facebook Live, before YouTube Live, it was Periscope, right? And it was, what was before Periscope? I can't even remember what was before Periscope. But anyway, what was it? Meerkat, that's right, Meerkat, yeah. And then Meerkat died, right? And then Periscope was kind of like the live streaming, you know, platform. And, you know, I remember even talking to Kayvon, one of the founders of Periscope, and there were people who were monetizing on Periscope very quickly. And then it was Facebook Live, and then it was Instagram Live, then it was YouTube Live, then it was LinkedIn Live. It was like everybody's like, well, if you're going to do live, I'm going to do live. You know what I mean? And so it's the same thing with audio. This is basically live streaming without the video. You know what I mean? And like, I love what Angel said, Apple will follow. How insane do you think, Joe, that Apple and these other companies are going to end up doing? How many audio apps do you think there will be?
You know, I mean, I'm shocked that Apple hasn't done anything major in like audio yet. Like at one point, I know that Spotify was getting a butt kicked by Apple. I don't know what the actual numbers are now, but for the longest, they were like 75% of all podcasts were listened on iPhones. You know. It was the clear, you know, clear, undisputed champ in audio. And so for them not to look at doing something, they have to be one of the wealthiest companies in the world. So they could do whatever they want to do, you know, from that standpoint. But I would have to imagine that it's coming. You know, it's
and you know what a way to enter social media for them, right? Because Apple Podcasts, which was formerly iTunes, was, like you said, it was the behemoth. It was the big dog, right? Everybody wants to be on Apple Podcasts. And imagine using your podcast handle, you know, for, you know, the same thing that basically Spotify did, using your podcast handle to do a live podcast, which is essentially what we're doing right now, right? And so it's blending two things that I love, live streaming and podcasting. It's basically blending those two things. And it's like you said, there's something about the voice. There's something about voice without visual that just lends a certain type of, I hate to use the word again, but it lends a certain type of authenticity that is incomparable. There's nothing compares to it. You can feel it immediately. You know what I mean?
100%. I'm still very new to live. Like all my podcasts have been pre-recorded and then edit it down. I take out my ums and all that, you know, crazy stuff I was saying and try to make it
exactly.
Decent, you know? but tell me about your live stream experience, because I think there's something that we can learn from the past as far as like watching video live stream you've been on numerous platforms. If you are a meerkat, that means you've been in it, you know, because I remember once it came out, but I was too scared to actually do something on it. And at the time, I was like, I don't know what to do here yet, you know. But
yeah, dude,
I was
it's
intrigued,
funny you say that.
I didn't know what
yeah,
to do
like
with it, but yeah,
I,
yeah, tell me.
I really got into video content creation starting with live streaming.
Wow.
It really started
That's
because
hardcore.
Think about it. Like I and I still do teach at the university, but on a, I mean, I run my online businesses, but I still teach on a very low load schedule every semester. Like this coming fall semester, I'm only teaching a couple of business classes. But dude, if you think about it, you know, before I started my online businesses years ago, you know, every time I showed up to work, which was the university teaching marketing and business, I was essentially doing a live stream, if you think about it, right?
True.
Like I'm showing up in front of people live and I'm educating them on a lesson plan or whatever it is, right? And that's essentially what live streaming is. I mean, unless you're a gamer or you're doing some kind of comedy show, you know, for my niche, which was branding, business, you know, personal branding and online, you know, business content creation, it was basically educational content, right? How-to content. And so live streaming came so natural for me, and it was like a perfect transition for me. And I loved it. I loved the immediacy. I loved it. This is the same thing why, just to make it congruent to the title of your room, Joe, it's the same reason why I love social audio, because it's the same kind of vibe. It's immediate. It's in the moment. There's scarcity. If you miss the live stream, you feel FOMO, right? You're like,
yes.
Oh, man, I missed the live stream. You know, you can watch the replay, but it's not the same thing. You know what I'm saying? And so there was something magical about it. And I loved what I think I loved the most was when somebody called out my name, because I used to watch live streams too. When somebody calls out, and maybe everybody can relate in the room, when somebody calls out your name on a live stream, it's like a chemical dopamine rush. You know what I mean? You may not even realize it, but it's a fantastic thing when somebody says, oh, hey, Joe's in the house. You know what I mean? Or, hey, Nez is in the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing like that. Pre-recorded can't compete with that, you know, if done properly. And so this is why I always advise clients, Joe. I say, hey, with your content strategy, have a live stream. Live streaming should be a part of everyone's content strategy. And the only thing stopping you is that dude inside your head. Most people, it's you know, the fear of going live is I'm going to look silly. I'm going to look stupid. I'm going to mumble, fumble, stumble. But here's the funny thing. Live streaming, actually, your engagement goes up the more you make mistakes. So it's almost like, you know what it is? It's a medium that appreciates imperfection. That's a beautiful thing. And so
nice.
Live streaming has been a game changer in my life, in my business. I do a ton more pre-recorded content now, and I do a ton more, you know, really pre-meditative, if you will, or basically pre-recorded content. But I still do my weekly live stream, and I'll never stop.
Man, while you were talking, it just hit me. I don't know why I never thought about this before, but live stream is the realest thing that we have to being in the real world. Like, because we're actually live whenever we're at a dinner party and we're just talking to someone. Like I never put that together as if
that's exactly
face-to-face
right.
Face conversation. It is, you're live streaming essentially. You're essentially living it out right now, real time. And you know, I never put that together. And when we think about this idea of where audio can take us, like how much more reach there's left in this space, like through smart speakers and so forth, you know, being able to have that dinner party feel while no one else is in the room with you, but you feel like you're just a fly on the wall. Like, how many podcasts do you guys listen to where, you know, it's like just two friends talking. You're like, oh, I'm one of their friends. You know what I mean? It's like, you don't know those guys. Like, I used to listen to the whole Joe Budden podcast all the time. Combat Jap podcast. And it would just be friends talking. It wasn't like a real direction. They had topics and such, and it was organized to a degree. But in the very beginning, it was just people on the microphone that maybe might have been in the same industry at some point. But there wasn't a lot of, like, you know, it wasn't scripted, is all I'm saying. And it was just like, if your friends came over to your house, you don't script those conversations. You're like, hey, let's watch the game. So you'll comment about the game. And then you'll comment about life. And then you'll comment about business. And then you'll talk about your kids. You know, and it's just like, it's just a natural, organic thing that just evolves. And so I never thought about that before you said that, man. So that,
I love that. Yeah, dude, I absolutely love the way you just said that. And another thing about live streaming, if I can just posit this too, mm-hmm. you know, live streaming, it's you know, we talk about the 21st century and what's happening in the modern marketplace where, you know, the marketing, if marketing feels like marketing, if your ads feel like ads, you're going to lose, right? People are going to skip over it. That actually now what we're seeing is that the more you are like quote unquote real and it feels like you're in the moment and you're just talking directly and being real with your audience, the more people engage. And so one of the things about live stream, besides having so much fun doing live streaming, it also humanizes you. You know what I mean? Because it's like, Joe, I've seen your videos, I've heard your podcast, but like, wow, it's like you're live in the flesh. Like I can hear you on Green Room, I can hear you on Clubhouse, I can see you on the live stream. It's like, oh, he's a human being. He's a person now. You know what I'm saying?
100%. I mean, you know, that's really interesting because I don't, you know, I didn't realize what skill set I was going to learn when I started podcasting.